All right.
All right.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. Again, you can copy me again.
You started it, bro. I told you once you open that door, it's going to be hard for me to close it.
Yes, sir. I did. So how's your week, man?
Good, man. You know what I mean? It was a vacation last week. Yeah. So no school.
Muhammad Khalid feeling better now?
Yeah, they much better. Thank God. Alhamdulillah.
They keep getting you sick.
Yeah, I'm the one who got them sick.
Oh, you're the one who got them sick. I thought Muhammad got sick first and then gave it to
you. It was me, Aki. I got sick and then the whole house got sick. But everybody's
not the whole
good.
House.
Salman was a little bit, but he bounced back good.
And the wife didn't get sick?
No, a little bit. Okay. But everybody bounced back. Okay, cool. One, you know.
You didn't get the whole shop sick too?
Nah, alhamdulillah. Somebody in the shop might have got me sick, man. I'm about to start blaming. Let me look. Let me find out. It might have been you.
I'm coughed next to me, bro. I'm healthy.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank God I'm healthy, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but yeah.
But alhamdulillah.
Before we start, don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. We got a lot of views, but you guys aren't subscribing.
Why they ain't subscribing,
bro? I do the same thing, though. I watch this channel all the time, but I always forget to subscribe, but I watch all the shows. I do the same thing, so you know what?
I'm the same way, bro.
I got you.
You're right. I'll be watching YouTube channels, and I don't subscribe. Yeah. So,
if you remember, you know what I mean? Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Hit that like button. I try to talk to everybody.
He tried to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm mocking you. He did this to me. I told him I'm gonna start
speaking Korean and see if you can.
Yella, let's do it. I'm sure I can speak some Korean, bro. Yella.
Yeah. And then shout out to Manscaped, our sponsors.
For sure, Manscaped.
The Rolex of men grooming.
Check it out. They number one then.
Yep.
Okay, check it out. What about a discount code? Do the people get a discount code?
Yes, MU2Q. Use MU2Q and you get 20% off. You missed the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale because they're giving 25% off on everything.
Oh, yeah? Damn, I should have got up on it and purchased something for the heck of it.
Chef Hadi, man, he ordered it and he's like, man, I could have used your code. I'm like...
Chef Hadi.
That means you're not watching our show.
Real talk. Shout out to Chef Hadi.
Yeah.
Man, you got to start bringing us some food up here on the show, man. You know what I mean? We're going to have to get Chef Hadi on the show.
Yeah, we got it.
You know what I mean?
We got to do one like a cooking show thing.
Let's do it, bro. I'm down.
Oh,
bro.
That sounds good.
You got to cook, though, man. You had that banging Korean, bro.
I'll do the crack chicken.
This dude right here makes some banging Korean authentic. Which camera do I look at? This one?
This dude makes some
banging Korean food, man. So we need to get that in there. You and Chef Hadi could be in competition.
That might be our next episode then. I'm going to hit up Chef Hadi and see if he's down with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. A lot of stuff going around in the world right now.
What's happening?
Detroit?
What's happening in Detroit?
The school shooting, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I did say about that, man. It's been crazy.
I mean, I'm not trying to say why we're not having school shootings often. It's just what I'm trying to say is it's been a while since that happened.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them.
And I was actually happy that, hey, I'm glad I'm not hearing nothing about it.
Yes, yes.
Man, boom.
Wow.
The school, Detroit.
What's the motive of someone to just go into a school and just, bro? Look, let's go back to gun control. I'm all with the rights to bear arms. I'm with that. I don't believe that you should take that away from Americans because this is what the founders' father, the ones who founded America, this is what they, you know what I mean? This was part of the American culture from day one.
Yeah.
And I think it should be existent. I believe it should stay. I'm on that opinion because it's not guns. It's the mindset of an individual with the gun that's doing these crazy things. Because let's take Yemen. Like Yemen now, may Allah stop the war and bring peace to Yemen. Yemen now is a war. But for back in the day, they say the two countries that had more guns than residents was America than Yemen. You never heard these random shootings in Yemen.
No.
Because America, its mental illness is rampant, bro. So I think that they should start doing not only background checks, but I think they should do a mental evaluation. If a person, is he in his correct mental capacity to be able to own a weapon?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, you see now me.
Or you want to race it?
In this one, this shooting that just happened in Detroit, I read into it.
Okay.
This is actually the parents' fault.
Yeah, I seen the parents'
tweet. Yeah, he had some mental issues.
Yeah.
Like he was depressed about something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the facts on that.
Yeah.
But I know his parents pushed guns on him. Like they allowed it.
You know, they locked the parents up. You know that?
Yeah, they finally caught him.
Yeah, the mother texted to him, I'm not mad at you, but you got to learn not to get caught.
So that was not about the shooting. That happened right before the shooting. So what happened was he was drawing something.
Wow.
And it had to deal with guns and killing people.
And they caught him for
that. And a teacher, as she was walking by, she oversaw it. And so, she turned him into the school authorities and be like, hey, something's up with that.
Wow.
Like, he's drawing some, like, very dark images and photos and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they called the parents, and then that's when she was like, I'm not mad at you, LOL.
But don't get caught.
You just need to learn not to get caught.
But they arrested the parents because they said they was complacent in that crime.
Like, they're saying that they gave the gun to the son. Wow. They allowed him to take it.
Wow.
And crazy, allowed him to go to school.
With the gun. They knew he was going to school with the gun.
That's crazy. With that picture and drawing, he's been doing that a lot. Another one was like he drew something. It was like, it's blood everywhere. That was the title of it.
Wow. Yeah, and they should.
They actually tried to kick him out.
It's not about, they should have been watching this guy. This is the crazy part is that not only the parents is crazy too, but the school, when they see something like that, they try to take action. But we have a history in America where usually you see people doing these drawings. Next thing you know, they shooting up the school. They should have called the FBI, right? Should have been involved. Think. Like, they shouldn't have just go home with a slap on the wrist. You know what I mean? Because that could have been prevented. They could have saved lives, you know?
And instead of parents putting him into therapy, they got him back in school. Saying, no, he's fine.
Wow.
And then on happened. Christmas,
how many people,
on he, Christmas they bought a died. New they bought a new gun for their son. And their son posts on Instagram saying, look at my new baby I got for Christmas.
Wow.
Like,
wow,
come
wow,
on,
wow,
dude.
Wow. But you know what, man? It's sad. I think they need to do, like, I'm all with a right to bear arms. I'm with that, bro, because America's crazy. If you see what's happening now and all these home invasions in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You see, they attacking innocent people. Like, I seen a video of a couple sitting in a restaurant in broad daylight. They sell on Melrose. Dude whipped out, robbed them. You see another incident. A woman is walking with her stroller, with her baby inside the stroller, and walking to her gates. They come in, they robbed. So I think the majority of the people that's being in these attacks, they need to be able to protect themselves, man. You know what I mean? So I'm all with that, man. And then, because that's coward stuff, bro. You robbing old. Like, what's the guy they call the godfather of hip hop or the godfather of music? Avante? This is an old head dude. I forget his name.
Well, Avante's an R&B singer.
This is an OG. He's an African-American OG when it comes to entertainment. Like, he has some dealings with Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, even some Michael Jordan documentaries, some TV, some television, Will Smith. A lot of people go back to this guy. I forget his name. They invaded his house. Somebody broke into his house, killed his wife. I think his wife, 90 years old, shot her.
Dang.
A week ago. So these things have been happening, especially in L.A. Bruh, I think people have the right to be on to be able to protect themselves. Somebody come in your house, you should be able to blow that person's head off.
Yeah.
And then call the cops and be like, yeah, Mr. Officer, I had to. You know what I mean? I'm with that, man. But I think they need to be more serious about who they allow to have guns.
Exactly.
Because they need to, instead of having a background check and say, do you have a criminal record, you should find out this person is mentally stable to own a gun.
But you know what? If for the authorities to actually go in depth into that, it's a lot of work.
But look, it's less work than going to collect these bodies from schools and doing all of these homicide reports.
And then the NRA, they're not gonna.
But you got to do it the same way as certain levels of, like, they try to do that to Kobe Bryant's wife. They try to do a mental evaluation on her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So when you're doing these mental health evaluations for stupid reasons, it's more important to do it for when a person want to purchase a gun. You can't just give a gun to anybody in America. You know what I mean? I think so. I'm all with the rights to bear arms because I'm packing. Every time I go home, I'm keeping me something, bro.
Yeah.
You run up on me and my family, I have the right to defend myself. You know what I mean? So
that's crazy. I mean, though, another school shooting.
Another school shooting, but you know what, bro?
Yeah, that a tragedy happens.
Yes.
But when you got to understand, too, that in the world, not the whole world is not like that.
Of course,
there are some spots
of course.
That goodness happens. And
yeah.
The reason I'm saying that, I want to bring up what's going on right now in LA. December 4th, that was yesterday.
Yes.
So yesterday,
yes,
our boy Exhibit, he actually was in downtown LA,
okay,
teamed up with a couple people, and they filled up 7,000 backpacks of food, tools, toiletries and all that for the homeless.
Shout out to Exhibit for that.
Shout out to Exhibit. I think December 12th, they're going to go and pass them out. That's big. Probably on Skid Row, because that's like the biggest.
Skid Row's tent city. Homeless. Shout out, then you. That's some good positive news coming out of LA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Exhibit, bro.
So there's always like.
You know, America's like that. You got good places, bad places. Good places, bad places.
Good things happen, but then bad things happen.
Yeah, I always tell
people
that when they say, why did you leave America? Was it real bad? I say, it was bad stuff, but the area that I live in Valencia, California.
Yeah.
Which is, if I'm not mistaken, it was voted one of the safest towns in the world, in America in general, if I'm not mistaken. And I used to recall when I lived there, I tell brothers, I said, man, when I lived there, I remember I moved there like 20 some years ago in a gated community. And I was probably my neighbor was Philippine, from the Philippines. I remember my neighbors. Yeah. And we was probably the only minorities in that gated community, but we felt safe. Nobody was looking at us. When I married my wife, she was the only one that I was walking around with. This one, I was like, you only can wear one color.
Yeah,
and back in the day, I was like, you only can wear black. Now, we loosen up and we learn more about the religion, that Islam is more easier. So before, I was like real strict. I wouldn't even have a television. I wouldn't allow television in my house back then.
Damn.
I was like, television, hold on. But now I know it's not the television that's impermissible. It's what you watch on television impermissible. But that takes growth and learning. But back then, there was no television.
I was about to say, don't you watch a lot of things on Netflix?
Yeah, I love documentaries. I love Netflix. I watch, shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
So television is not haram. It's what you watch that makes it impermissible. Yeah. So, but I remember when I lived in this town, my wife was like the only one that would be covered up in the whole town. And everybody be waving at her. Hey, the most friendliest people.
Yeah.
So I tell them, like, you got neighborhoods like that in America. So it's not all bad. But unfortunately, even Santa Clarita, they had a school shooting a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the school my son Muhammad would have been going to. You know what I mean? So I look at it like, you know what I mean? We bounce. Thank God we bounce. Mm. You know, my family, my brothers, my family, my son Salik, still in LA. My brother's in LA. My brother still live in Valencia. Yeah. Now, when he moved from Jersey, he moved in that neighborhood. He love it. You know what I mean? When I go back, I'm always in it. I love that area.
New Mooney?
Mooney lived there, yeah.
Yeah, I know he loves it. I know he loves it. I know he loves it. Dang.
So
at least there's something good. Some good happened. I mean, but we still don't want that.
It's true.
That happened with the school shootings, and it's crazy. In fact, like, I know I probably bring it up almost every show, but like, you know, that's Eminem's home right there, you know?
Yeah, dude is obsessed with Eminem.
No.
You bring up Eminem every show.
Out, like,
how the hell he getting? How we go from school shooting to Eminem? Is he white?
Yeah, he's white.
Nah, I'm joking.
And you know what? That goes to show you, I'm not racist against white people. You know, it's just, there's certain white people that I have problems with. There's certain black people I have problems with. There's certain Hispanics.
I hate everybody
equally.
There's
certain Koreans I have problems with.
I hate everybody equally.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm an equal opportunity hate. No, but there's, he's against gun control too. Not gun control.
Yes.
But about how we go at it.
He's against banning legal ownership of weapons.
No, but he's also, because you remember that Las Vegas shooting that happened a while back?
Yeah. He was.
And that country singer.
Yeah.
He actually wrote a song about it, rap about it.
Okay.
And this is probably
what's his stance? He's against it or he's with it?
Well, now he's against it because of all the stuff that's going on. It's like, not banning it completely.
Yeah, but have
about
some control.
The background checks and,
and
mental illness. Like, he's really strict on that too.
Exactly.
He's like, there's too much crap that's happened because of guns.
Exactly. America is a dangerous place in general.
Yeah.
Like, I think we all should have a right to protect ourselves,
but,
man. Because if they ban it, people are going to do it illegally.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get it. Bro, I remember, hands down, bro, I bought a gun, I remember. For $300, an AK-47, three off a Mexican homie.
Yeah, from the trunk.
Bro,
it was like one of those trunk
bro,
deals.
And I had the from the trunk, and I had the drum. I had the drum clip. I believe it took
that was 200 bullets.
I know it definitely was over 100.
Yeah.
And bro, $300 off the street. Even though I was in my mind, sometimes I'd sit back. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I was riding. I used to ride around with this in my trunk.
Mm.
And I used to say, bro, if I would have got, of course, the Mexican who sold it to me was a gang member, so he probably had all types of bodies on it. And I'm stupid enough to drive with it in my trunk, saying, "Yeah, I wish somebody said." Because you know what? Also, I was
did
touching.
Did you at least wipe it down?
I did that, but still was stupid enough to have an illegal weapon. Illegal weapon in my truck, because that's what comes with it. When you can't get it legally, you'll start getting things illegally. So I think if you have more control allowing people to own weapons, legal. Dang. If you can own it in a legal way, then you know who got a gun, who don't have a gun. Because yeah. if you ban it, we go, like I said, AK-47, you get that off $300.
Yeah.
It's not, the guns ain't going to go nowhere.
No.
So if they ban guns, people still going to be strapped. That's,
and it's going to get worse.
Nowhere. Yeah, it's not going to go nowhere. So they could probably try to regulate it, but they have to allow us. This is the American way.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the Bill of Rights. You know,
this is the American way,
it's the freedom to bear arms, you know? Yeah, so I get that.
To bear arms, man.
But it's about regulating it.
Regulate it, man.
Like
it's
in mental, the words of Warren issue. G, regulate, you know?
Like the mental issue. Like, for example, let's go back to Yemen. So when I read a report years ago that America has over 300 million guns, sir?
Uh-huh.
300 million guns in America, almost more than people. How you going to regulate that, bro?
Yeah, that's hard.
How you going to take that's away hard. 300 million guns? So then they said the second country that was like that was Yemen. So when Yemen, before the war, a dude told me, American brother who was studying in Yemen, he said, man, he used to see people in Yemen fight each other while they have their AKs hanging on their thing, but they would never pull out the gun.
Oh, they'll never pull the strap.
They would never pull out the strap. They would fight each other, but it wasn't part
first,
of their culture.
Let's deal with it this way.
It wasn't part of their culture to just pull out a gun and start shooting. And if it happened, they say this tribe will have to come back and say, okay, you killed somebody from my tribe, we're going to get retribution. Like, it was because they knew it was going to be a tribal war.
Yeah.
So it was more like we'd fight with our hands.
With
but,
honor.
Yeah, but nobody was just killing each other. So to have that in America, it goes down to mental health
issues. That's why there's that
which
saying,
is real,
you know,
bro. Mental health issue is real, bro.
Guns don't kill people. Stupid people kill
exactly,
people.
Exactly, exactly, bro.
And that's basically more geared towards the U.S.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. God, yeah, that's crazy, though.
So I'm with it. What about Korea? They don't have straps out there?
No.
Wow.
Even the police don't even actually have guns. They have gas guns.
Gas
you know
guns.
CO2 cartridge guns?
So they put you to
like
sleep?
Like rubber bullets ones?
Oh, right.
No, that hurts.
I thought they put gas in your face, you
no.
just fall out
no,
like
the,
like the cartoons back in the day.
Is that gunpowder guns?
Yes, yes.
It's off of like, you know, like the, it's like a
rubber
BB
bullets.
Gun. Like a BB gun.
Yeah, them joints hurt, bro.
But like the stronger version, you know?
Yeah, them joints hurt.
Yeah, like you can't have guns in Korea.
I remember when I first went to London, even though they have a police force that has guns and they come in like seconds when it's a need to.
Yeah.
But I used to see the cops walking around without guns and it always tripped me out. Like how
they have the stick instead, right?
They have the stick, yeah. But I used to be like, man, how do these people? Because you know, in America, mm-hmm. they catch a cop slipping, it's over.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, they walking around no weapons, and the people obey him. I was like, that's cool. The cops say, come here, you shut up, and they probably you bloody shut up back. That's the only thing they say back. You bloody shut your mouth, and the cops know you bloody shut yours.
You said bloody, that's crazy. Oh yeah.
Manscaped, stay fresh, clean start, head to toe, finishing touch, extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right, so the support for Mutu Q
yes.
is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay.
All right, Manscaped, they are the men's grooming champions of the world, not just the city, Craig, the world.
The world?
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow,
the
so
world.
You really mean the world.
Yeah. Manscaped, because what they do is they offer a precision engineered
yes. dope
grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about
you know
from
what
the
mean?
Neck down, though?
Oh, yeah, from the neck down, we got to stay smooth,
like, when you
man.
Take your shirt off, it's going to look
gotta,
like you have
you
a sweater.
Gotta, you got to be smooth, man. You're right. You know what I mean?
Some people are like that, you know, too. And I like to feel silky smooth, you know.
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like...
silky, silky smooth?
Yeah, just for me. Just for me, you know. The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down. So
I'm going to give it a try, then. I'm going to give it a try, man.
So what it comes with is this set is a special thing. Now, they just started in UAE.
Okay.
They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay.
Right? And the lawnmower 4.0. Mm. 4.0.
Mm.
Which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is... Dude, look at that. That looks...
Yeah, that looks dope.
That looks pretty...
That looks dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give
nose
me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah, so that it comes with this.
Nice.
They call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people, they'll be having like...
This for the nose and the hair.
The hair trimmer in the ear. Man, I'll be seeing some people's ears
and
I'm like, dang.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his
ears. Yeah, right?
And I'm actually following suit.
I'm right behind him. Allen Iverson here.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad.
Yeah. But then, no, this I, honestly, weed the whacker. Way it looks.
Even the way it is modern, the weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed right? whacker.
That's dope right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like.
Can I see?
The Crop Reviver.
The Crop Reviver, okay. Right?
It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And then you got the Crop Preserver.
The Crop Preserver.
Which is deodorant, not only for your armpits, but everywhere else, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got in that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick mm-hmm. and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, where do I charge this at?
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the dope. Technology. I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. You my people so? Had to make this.
Nice.
As nice as a lip. I know my people.
Check that made out, man.
Yeah,
that
looks nice. Oh, the camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Yeah. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room. Yeah. Korean. We're the Korean try to make us look like we don't make. It's a camera there, no, and it's a camera there.
That's say the
camera.
Recording.
Say the camera recording is over there. So now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
So this upgraded trimmer, right? This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope.
So that's
dope,
what's good
dope,
about this.
Dope. Right?
Manscaped. And that name, man. They got dope. It with the name.
Yeah, they doing their anything, man.
Amazing.
Marketing is amazing. I'ma try it out.
Yeah. So and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging?
For both mention that?
The weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called a lawnmower.
Lawnmower 4.0. The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Now here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if they
use the code MUTUQ.
MUTUQ, get your 20%
discount. 20%
discount
when you use MUTUQ at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And for our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day delivery. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow.
Bukra.
Right?
Bukra. He said Bukra. Bukra's did
tomorrow,
he just
right?
curse yeah. in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No,
he
I said, meant Bukra. Tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.